Championship Saturday here in West Long Branch, New Jersey, from the Multipurpose Activity Center in Gaffney Court on the campus of Monmouth University. This is the Shore Conference Tournament Finals, with the girls getting underway in just a couple of minutes. The boys' final will follow at 3 o'clock. And along with Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. We have 2-5 here in the girls' final. St. Rose will look for their fourth overall Shore Conference Championship. The second-seeded Purple Roses bring a 21-2 mark into the finals here today, and they play almost crosstown rival Manasquan. The Big Blue at 19-5, the fifth seed. They upset number one St. John Vianney the other night in the semifinals. Kevin, we saw both of those games the other night. Manasquan definitely pulling the shock of the tournament. When you think just in terms of seeding and how everything had kind of played true to form, Courtney Hageman with a last-second bucket to propel Manasquan into the finals here in overtime. Big Blue right now, a very hot and very dangerous team.
And I guess maybe, Matt, in retrospect, it is not shocking, because Manasquan is a far different team now from where they, even a couple of weeks ago, when the seedings for the Shore Conference tournament were done. This is a team that, of course, has been bolstered by the re-return of Marina Mabry, arguably the best player in the Shore and among the best players in all of New Jersey. And with 11 games under her uniform, this Manasquan team is really clicking and hitting on all cylinders.
This is a rematch of the final from a couple of years ago in 2012 when, if I can remember correctly, Manasquan a fairly prohibitive favorite, and St. Rose pulled off an upset at that point, 65-56. So they did have a tremendous player in Samantha Clark, but that was a packed house. It was here, and these teams certainly have so much familiarity with one another. You know, St. Rose and Belmar and Manasquan, where they're located, and players see each other. They go to the same beach. They live in the same towns between Belmar, Spring Lake, Seagirt, Manasquan, Brielle. Everybody, it's all in the same general area.
Yeah, there's no need for introductions here. Everybody knows everybody, Matt. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, going back to that night 2 years ago on a Friday night in a pouring rainstorm when the girls' game sold out and people who were just coming for the boys' game had to wait to get in. The interesting scenario there, you're right, Samantha Clark had a monster game that night, led St. Rose to a surprising championship, but yet Manasquan went on to win the Tournament of Champions and beat St. Rose on their way to that championship. Got the last laugh, so to speak, but a lot of people remember that night when St. Rose kind of shocked the girls' basketball world. And for Manasquan, clearly a lot of different players, different coaches, but I think there'd be a little bit of a revenge on their mind, because I think they'd like to win that Shore Conference tournament, which, when you think about it, you know, Josh Newman had a great column in today's Asbury Park Press. You can argue that winning the Shore Conference tournament on the girls' side is more challenging than winning a state title.
For both of these teams, much has changed since that point. Each has new coaches, and both in their second year, Joe Whalen for St. Rose and Lisa Kokoda, the former Red Bank Catholic player. She's also in her second year. You know, one thing I think is a little bit different is that these teams normally play a game during the regular season. It's a rivalry game, certainly, just, you know, you want to throw a wall, Manasquan, St. Rose, all in that area. But these teams usually play a game during the course of the regular season. This year, because of all the bad weather, they didn't. So it is their first time playing against one another. Emotions certainly will be running high. You know, Kevin, maybe for St. Rose, not a surprise that they're here at this point. As the two seed, you're expected to advance to this game in terms of seeding goes. But after a couple of shaky moments the other night in their semifinal win, they really turned it up, and it was the play of Kat Phibbs who really led them into this final.
Remarkable shooting performance she put on in the third quarter when she hit four consecutive three-pointers, one longer than the next, on her way to a night when she made five and scored 20 points. And no doubt about it, Matt, it was Phipps' long-range shooting that really propelled St. Rose to that win. The game had been kind of offensively challenged up till that point through the first 16 minutes or so, but Phipps was remarkable in that third quarter, and St. Rose pulled away and went on to what turned out to be a comfortable victory, and then set the scenario for this Manasquan team, which, again, we say surprise, shock, maybe by seed-wise, but I don't know, by performance-wise. And I will tell you, in talking to the, we'll call them the basketball talking heads who cover Shore Conference in New Jersey basketball, to a man, everyone I've spoken with since the other night and today, rates Manasquan the favorite.
Yeah, I would maybe tend to agree with that as well. Before we go to a quick break, why don't we look at the road to the finals for both of these teams. Again, Manasquan coming in as the fifth seed, St. Rose as the two seed.
And both had opening round byes in what was a large expanded field. Remember, the Shore Conference tournament takes a lot of people. Manasquan opened up with an impressive 80-40 win over Colts Neck. Mabry with 28, Sullivan 19 in that game. In the quarterfinals, more of a defensive game, a 45-31 win over a Neptune team that was actually the fourth seed, a higher seed. Mabry with 21, Hageman with 10. And then, of course, the other night in the semifinals, the 63-61 overtime win over St. John Vianney. Mabry 24, Sullivan with 14. For St. Rose, after the opening round bye, a 65-39 rout of Brick Memorial. That girl, Kat Phipps, you mentioned, and Jess Loro, each scoring 15. 38-31 win over always tough Red Bank Catholic in the quarterfinals. It was Sarah Kurtz scoring 14 and Laurel adding 11. And then the other night pulling away for the 56-40 win over Rumson. Phipps with 20 and Kurtz adding 15, all pretty much on drives to the basket. So that's how they both got here.
60-second timeout for us here. When we come back, we will go through the starting lineups and get you set for the opening tip-off. It is Shore Conference final day here from the MAC at Monmouth University. And the girls' final will tip first. St. Rose and Manasquan followed a little bit later on, 3 o'clock start, CBA and Point Beach. We're back in 60 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network.
And today's championship doubleheader is brought to you in part by Cleves Bar and Grill, open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, where winter specialties nights are back. Join Cleves for an Irish whiskey tasting seminar this Wednesday. And, of course, 1 week from today, it's the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Seaside Heights. And Cleves is your parade headquarters.
Ray Malaspina, our good buddy back in the studio, is pushing the buttons. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, courtside at midcourt here from Gaffney Court at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Let's run through the starting lineup. First for Manasquan, the Big Blue coming in at 19-5. They will start in the backcourt, number 3, Marina Mabry. She's a 5'11 junior guard. She'll be joined in the backcourt by 5'9 junior Courtney Hageman, who wears number 24. Up front, the center, Sam Sullivan, who wears number 21. Sullivan on her way to Wagner College, averaging 13.5 points per game. And the rest of the front court, 5'9 senior number 22, Bridget Ford, and 5'7 senior number 25, Eva Hart. Lisa Kokoda in her second year as the head coach. For St. Rose, their starters, number 12, Jess Lauro, the 5'10 junior guard. She'll be joined in the backcourt, part of an all-guard alignment. Number 14, Peyton Smith, the 5'9 senior. Number 21 is Sydney Napolitano. She is a 5'6 senior. Kat Phipps is the point guard. She is 5'6. She's a junior, wears number 24. And number 33 is Sarah Kurtz. She is a 5'10 senior guard as well. Joe Whalen in his second year as the head coach. Let's pause for the national anthem. We'll make it a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off for you. It's the girls' Shore Conference tournament final here on the Shore Sports Network.
And today's action brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit bycarls.com. Matt, we had a stirring rendition of the national anthem performed by St. Rose student Katie Clayton. Gets everyone ready for an afternoon of basketball.
Player introductions being put on right here in front of a late-arriving but almost filled-up crowd here at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams getting set to call the Shore Conference Tournament. Both of these teams have made the finals now for 5 times in their school history. St. Rose 3-1 coming in with wins in 2012, 1993, and 1986. A runner-up finish in 1992. Manasquan 2-2 in their previous 4 trips with wins in 83 and 81, runner-up finishes in 2012 and 1987. So, Kevin, it has been a long time since Manasquan has been able to call themselves Shore Conference champs.
And they certainly would like to end that this afternoon as their players huddle around senior center Sam Sullivan and the St. Rose starting lineup being introduced with the all the girls wearing purple sneakers and either pink or purple socks. Certainly the purple roses, that's a logical color combination. Our officials this afternoon, 3 good ones, Rosemary Primavera, Maureen McCann, and Jim Danella. They get to call the Shore Conference championship game. You know, Matt, just to go back to what I said about how hard it is to win this tournament, and the point that was made in Josh's column is you have a team like Rumson that has won several state titles but has not been able to break through in this event, because in order to win the Shore Conference Girls Basketball Championship, depending on the years, you're going to have to go through the likes of St. John Vianney, Red Bank Catholic, Neptune, St. Rose, Manasquan now, Point Beach for a little bit of... I mean, there's a lot of powerhouses on their way. We talked about the four teams in the semifinals the other night, all ranked in the top 20 in the state. What else do you need to know?
Yeah, pretty solid overall. And both of these teams coming in red hot. St. Rose has won 20 games in a row. Manasquan has won their last nine. You've got to go all the way back for St. Rose in terms of a game that they lost to Neptune. That was at the end of December, December 30th. So they have gone undefeated in January and in February. They began their year 1-2 and have won 20 straight coming in. For Manasquan, their last loss, the second game back from Marina Mabry, they were dropped up at St. John Vianney 64-54, obviously avenging that loss the other night in the semifinals.
So here we go. This is for the title as the best girls basketball team in the Jersey Shore. Manasquan and St. Rose, glad you can join us on the Shore Sports Network.
It'll be Sam Sullivan and Sarah Kurtz to jump center. The opening tip is won by Manasquan, who's in their away dark blue jerseys. Manasquan across the chest in white, the dark blue shorts for St. Rose, white jersey. St. Rose across the chest in purple, purple numerals and the white shorts. Manasquan starts going right to left on your radio dial. Purple Rose is in a man-to-man defense to begin. Marina Mabry almost had it stripped away, able to hold on to it. Gets the handoff back from Sullivan. Will take and fire a three-pointer, shaded left top of the key. That one no good. Put back attempt by Eva Hart, also off the mark, but Hart able to corral it and set the offense again for Manasquan. Hart with a little crossover move. Ford will hand back over, and now Sullivan will pop one from the top of the key. That's off the mark. St. Rose, their first possession of the evening, moving left to right on your dial. Jess Lauro, the junior guard, as Manasquan will fall into a man-to-man as well. Hageman checking Phipps. Tough assignment there. Hageman hit the game-winning shot the other night. Today she's got the chore of playing St. Rose's top scorer. Lauro picks up the dribble. Phipps has it. Ford off the switch as the player. Now back to Lauro, who's played by Hageman. Minute 15 in, no score in the first quarter between St. Rose and Manasquan. Here's a three-pointer. Long three, off the mark and no good, taken by Peyton Smith. Rebound down inside by Kurtz. That's also off the mark. Another rebound attempt. Kurtz down on the floor. Hart down there as well for Manasquan. Jump ball. It'll be St. Rose basketball.
Probably the first of about 20 jump balls this afternoon. Just going to mention that Peyton Smith draws the assignment of matching up with Marina Mabry. Did a great job on that first possession.
Off the inbound, Kurtz will throw it in for Napolitano. One bounce, cut off of the sideline. Finds Lauro, who will spin her way to the basket, throw up a tough lefty shot off the mark, no good. Mabry pulls down the loose ball. Takes it herself, breaks the timeline with the dribble. Goes off to the right, will move to the rim. Shot no good, a little bit of contact, but no call. St. Rose trying to break out in transition. It'll be Phipps to control it off on the left side. A little bit more left on the perimeter for Napolitano. Now Kurtz will stop and pop long three. That off the mark. Loose ball cleared by Hart. 2 minutes in, no score. Ford off on the right side. Gives back to Hart, who will pull back out near the Hawk emblem at midcourt, the center circle, and reset for Manasquan. Ford right side, flips for Hageman on the left. She's going to drive to the basket, draw a foul on her way up, and will go to the line for two.
Hageman did a good job the other night of creating second and third chance opportunities and was rewarded with several trips to the free throw line. She's a good free throw shooter, and she goes there right now for the first time.
And we talked about her, Kevin, a bunch of times the other night. The struggles that she has had offensively this year, she's an excellent three-point shooter, and I say excellent with kind of an asterisk next to it because she has not shot well this year. But as you mentioned, does some of the other things. Hit that game-winning shot the other night, plays good defense, shoots well from the free throw line as well.
Very important player for this Manasquan team.
made the first free throw. Get somebody on the scoreboard. Second one on the way. Little short. And it will be Manasquan up 1-0. Up ahead of the field is Phipps. Going to drive and get tangled up on her own feet. Traveling violation called. It'll be Manasquan basketball.
Matt, you always wonder, you know, these teams not real familiar with this court, the big court and all that, if it does affect some of the shooting. We know we've seen that with the boys the last couple of years.
Hart will break the timeline for Manasquan. Big blue lead 1-0. 5:25 to go. Mabry inside. Splits a double team and drops it in off on the left. Her first basket. Manasquan leads 3-0.
Terrific job by Sullivan as Mabry posted up underneath. And Sullivan with a great entry pass to lead to the basket.
Here's a steal by Mabry. Hageman picks up the loose ball. 2-on-2. St. Rose back defensively. In transition, Ford has it. Will feed down low on the block for Sullivan. Off the double team. Hageman open from three. Too strong. Ford comes in, has the loose ball rebound, putback attempt, knocked away. Mabry there. She can't get it to go either. And now a loose ball foul charged against Manasquan. It'll be Sam Sullivan, her first, team's first as well. Manasquan up 3-0, 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Big Blue will pick up full court. Now back off just a little bit. Lauro breaks the timeline with the dribble, played by Bridget Ford. Ford picked up some early fouls the other night, had to sit for a good chunk of the third quarter. Kurtz around the screen will drive, throw up the left side layup, no good. Putback attempt by Peyton Smith is no good, but she is fouled on her way up and will go to the line for two.
Should be Bridget Ford on the foul, would be her first personal.
That's exactly who it's on. And second team foul on Manasquan. First one by Smith on the way. Hit the back part of the rim, but dropped through to get St. Rose on the scoreboard. As Manasquan now leads by a score of 3-1. Second one by Smith, also good. She's got two. And St. Rose leads, trails rather, 3-2. Hageman far side. Picks up the dribble. Bouncing for Mabry, right perimeter. Mabry trying to go one-on-one against Peyton Smith. Good defense, able to cut her off. Hageman now pinned off in the corner. Manasquan will pull back out and reset. 4:15 to go, quarter number one. Low scoring game so far. Manasquan up 3-2. Ford off on the left wing, trying to cross over on Phipps. Now the handoff to Hart around the curling screen. Throw up a wild layup attempt, no good. St. Rose in transition will push. In the corner, three on the way. Peyton Smith will miss it. And Eva Hart grabs a loose ball. Hart now in transition. Hageman will drive. Left side layup. That's no good. Sullivan on the putback attempt. Had her shot rejected out of bounds by Lauro. It'll be Manasquan basketball.
Sullivan got good position for the offensive rebound. And Lauro was able to block the shot from behind without causing a foul. Very unusual there.
3:47 to play in quarter number one. Off the inbound. We'll have a count it and one. Mabry got it, and she was hit on her way up. She will go to the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play.
That was ball number 33, Sarah
Kurtz. That'll go on Sarah Kurtz, her first, team second. And Mabry, who's got four, will try and look to make it five. We've got a substitution into the game for St. Rose. First one for either team, number 15, Rose White. The 5'10 senior forward will check in, and Jess Lauro will take a seat.
That was a good inbounds play. Obviously one Manasquan had dialed up for the moment.
Mabry completes the three-point play. She's got five. And Manasquan leads this one 6-2 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Phipps trying to work on Hageman. Able to cross over, go to the rim, threw up an air ball. Smith couldn't save it from going out of bounds. It'll be Big Blue basketball. St. Rose still looking for their first basket of the afternoon. Manasquan leads 6-2. 3:25 to go, quarter number one. Off on the left perimeter, it's Mabry. Stutter dribble will penetrate. Kick for Hart. Three on the way. Way off the mark, an air ball. And Phipps pulls down the loose ball. In transition, Napolitano has it on the left wing. Dribble drive. She's crossed up. We'll have a jump ball, and on the possession hour, it'll be Manasquan basketball.
Purple Roses not getting much done on the offensive end. Got to credit part of that to the defense that the Warriors have played so far.
Hart will bring it up court. No pressure. Three to go, quarter one. Ford between the circles. Couple of bounces. Doesn't go anywhere with it. Now hands off to Hart on the right side. Skip past left corner. Ford tried for the ball fake, but shuffled her feet before she put it on the deck. Gets called for the travel, and St. Rose will get it back. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Manasquan up 6-2 in the early going.
Warriors showing full court press here.
Hageman will harass Phipps all the way up court. Phipps picks up the dribble at half court, throws it away. Two on one. Hart, bounce pass left side. Hageman can't hang on to it. Able to get it back. Now feed for Sullivan at the foul line. Ford on the right wing gets it. And she will hand off to Mabry, who will set the offense for Manasquan. Feed down inside for Sullivan. Hands back to Mabry. Deflected ball. Mabry able to pick it up. On her way to the basket, she is fouled. This one will go against Peyton Smith. It will be her first and the team's third.
Going to get our first substitution for the Warriors. It will be Stella Clark, the freshman guard who did such a nice job the other day in the semifinal.
Hit some big baskets. Couple of threes in there. Has her hands with it now. Throws a lob pass inside for Mabry. Deflected away. Saved by St. Rose. Napolitano off of a triple team in trouble. That'll be a jump ball. Our third so far of the day. And off the arrow, it will be St. Rose basketball.
Clark had 10 off the bench the other day. Really, I thought was outstanding for the Warriors.
I think Weibo said, Kevin, Manasquan doesn't win if she doesn't do what she does off the bench.
No, I thought she was magnificent, and we thought for a freshman to be in that situation and handle herself so well, very impressive.
She will play Phipps right now in Manasquan's man-to-man. Phipps a player, St. Rose trying to get on track. Kurtz will back her way down to the basket. Left side layup off the mark. Mabry with the rebound. In transition, it's Clark ahead of the field, trying to pop it down low for Sullivan. Had it deflected, able to recollect. Inside of two to go, 1:45 exactly, and rolling. Mabry dribbling off the left. Sullivan off the screen and rolled down low. Pops high post. Now Clark around the perimeter. Long three on the way. It's good. Clark continues to impress and gives Manasquan a 9-2 advantage.
Well, that was a couple of steps back at the line.
Of the men's line.
Yeah.
Walking up court is Kurtz. St. Rose still has not scored a basket here in this first quarter. White in trouble. Lost it off of her feet and then got grabbed at by Clark, who will commit the personal foul. Her first will be team's third. Addie Masonius will check into the game for Manasquan. Bridget Ford will come back in. Hart and Hageman both sit down. Masonius, another freshman, 5'2". And backcourt right now, 5'2 and 5'4 freshman for Manasquan.
Lisa Kokoda trying to give a couple of her starters an extra break, knowing the first quarter is almost at an end as we hit the one-minute mark closely.
Kurtz, played by Mabry, gets a screen from Lauro, and Mabry will be whistled for the foul. Raise the forearm up on Lauro, who, I will say this, she did a pretty good job of selling the contact.
Well, the Oscars are tomorrow night. Acting's it's a big time of year.
There was contact, but I think it was helped out by the dramatics. Off the inbound, Phipps can't get the left side layup. St. Rose still without a basket, less than a minute to go. Manasquan up 9-2. Mabry flips off for Clark.
See if the Warriors hold for one here, maybe.
Sullivan will pull out, trying to post up Mabry inside. Ford around the perimeter. Masonius has it. Now back to Ford. Off on the left wing. Lauro takes a stab at it. Now Clark with 35 seconds to go. High post at the elbow. Sullivan backdoor cut for Mabry. Up and in. And Mabry's got 7 off the pretty feed from Sullivan. Manasquan leads 11-2.
Sam Sullivan has done a great job throwing the ball inside. She doesn't have any points, but she's got 2 or 3 really good assists.
Mabry with the steal. 15 seconds to go. Two on one. Mabry going to take it herself. Stop and pop from four. Off the mark, no good. Masonius with the loose ball. Sullivan has it. Now we'll give back to Masonius. Manasquan with 6 seconds showing on the clock. Not sure Masonius sees it. Now she does. In trouble, and Manasquan unable to get a shot off. But the Big Blue with an impressive first quarter here. They take an 11-2 advantage into our first quarter break. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school basketball right after this on the Shore Sports Network.